Okay, we are in Shar Bay's Parakeet Zion, and if you have a sefer, please look inside, because I'm going to do the some text here. So far, what we learned is the importance of nefesh, ruach, neshama. We spent a lot of time talking about it, which is the whole makeup of the person. The nefesh and ruach is what makes us alive. We see the life is totally in breathing, al pi halacha, and not in talking, but in breathing, which is the first nefesh ruach. And then we looked a lot about what the union of a bracha is, and ha-shamayim, shamayim la-shem, va'aretz nosan livnei adam. You see, we said this morning in Hallel, right after we say ha-shamayim, shamayim la-shem, va'aretz nosan livnei adam, loy ha-mesim ya-halleluya, loy koyar de-duma. That if you're dead, you can't pull this, you can't do nefesh ha-chaim. Because what it requires a complete hiskasheris, all the way from the nefesh, which is that which can speak and that which can breathe, all the way to the neshama, and that's what we've learned so far. And then we started getting above the neshama. Why is it important to get above the neshama? Not because we want to be mekubalim. What's important about getting above the neshama is that we need to connect all the way to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The idea is the hiskasheris. See, just again, like when we're davening, so the big Indian is that it's not just we're davening, we're praying to Hashem to help us. Of course, we can't forget about that either. But what the main thing of davening is that this is a system. Davening is a system, a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, wherein we humans can connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, we're basically bringing, it's not just us going up, we're bringing HaKadosh Baruch Hu into this world, like a Beis HaMikdash, like a Mishkan. That's the whole nekuda of davening. So therefore, the hiskasheris is all very important. So it has to come all the way down to the world of nefesh, which is also the world of malchus, and has to go all the way up to the Ein Sof. And that's where we're trying to reach, to understand the different links. If you're high tech, you can get past neshama. If you're low tech, nefesh, ruach, neshama, which is already in avodah. So amnam oyd yesh lelikai milin. There's more to say about this from Hashem's point of view. Lifnei ha'oved alikim b'kedusha. If you are worshiping Hashem b'kedusha, b'bchina yoyser pratis. If we get more detailed, more under the hood, how things work, what the real technology is, v'hu b'bchina shayrish ha'neshama. So instead, until now we went nefesh, ruach, neshama. We all know that clear in our sleep, right? But now we're getting to the shayrish ha'neshama. Where does that neshama come from? Like just to help understand this question, think about a new idea. If there's a new idea, brand new idea, you think of something new, nobody ever thought of it before. Is it possible? Like I look at things, I think all the new ideas are gone already. Like there are no more new ideas.
It's impossible. I've got a business.
What?
I've got a business.
No, but is it an application of an old idea? Like it's a hard thing. A new idea, a new niggin, or is it something which is so? There's this idea of shurish haneshama. I don't know if it's new, but there's this idea of shurish neshama, like getting something complete, a complete chiddush. And that's the shurish. And everybody, presumably, well, we're going to talk about it, has a different shurish haneshama. But again, it's nefesh ruach neshama, that's me. As the Baal HaTanya explains, higher than that is not really me, it's where I draw my energy from. And everybody has a different outlet to get their energy from. Another word for shurish haneshama, he nishmasa l'nishmasa, the neshama of the neshama. Because the neshama is that which gives energy into the ruach and the nefesh, and the guf. And now, what gives energy to the neshama? The neshama of the neshama. Hu nishmasa l'nishmasa. Hanisker b'zayar v'nikras, another word for this, which is already a word which is found in Chumash, is chaya. Atihi la'adam, vayihi la'adam, ha'adam l'nefesh, chaya. Nefesh, chaya. Nefesh is here, chaya is there. Chaya is on the highest level. So what we have is nefesh, ruach, neshama, chaya. Chaya kipshutai kemashmai, that which gives life, chaya. But it's more than that which gives life, because that which gives life would be called michaye. Michaye. So what chaya doesn't mean that which gives life, although it does give life, it's that which is life.
Source of life.
source of life, Chaya, unto itself, its life. It's not Hashem. We're not holding by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're not holding by the Ein Sof yet. That's further. I don't know if we'll ever get there. But where we can get to is Chaya is the source of life. If a person is completely connected to Chaya, this idea of Chaya, which we're going to learn about, doesn't have to be a mystery, we would never die. Because Chaya is life. Chaya doesn't die. We die. Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama dies, but a person would never die. That's why Adam Arishon, Kodem Achet, would have never died except that he disconnected himself from the source of Chaya. Neshama dies. Neshama leaves the goof. Correct, but our if we were connected completely to our neshama, which was plugged into the chaya, we as a nefesh would never die. Adam Arishon would have never died, and then the chumash would be very much different, right? Because there would be no hilchus tumas meis, there would be no misa space. There's nothing like all the inyanim of misa. Nobody would ever die. The whole thing was a new approach. God had to rewrite the Torah quickly. There'd be no chumash. Yeah, we're getting to Yechida. Va'adam harishain hisiga, and Adam harishain not understood this, but reached this. Talking about Adam harishain koidam achet. He was connected to the chaya. Ulubchilas, and also, be medayak here, ha'yechida ha'nichleles ba. In chaya, ligs Yechida. So everybody knows, I mean, anybody who's ever gone to a Tanya Shir knows, Nefesh Ruach Neshama Chaya Yechida. Everybody knows this. But the diuk here, we're going to, for the first time, understand it a little bit, that Chaya has in it a Bechina of Yechida. Yechida, Chaya is the source of life, but Yechida, HaNichlel Esbo, which is part of that Chaya, as I keep saying, is not to be taken lightly, because also Kishmoy Kenhu. Just like Chaya is life itself, and the source of life, Yechida is the particular ray of life which comes to our lives. Meaning there's no at this point of the Yechida Shebachaya, it becomes like a prism where the Kav, where the Or of HaKadosh Baruch Hu shines through and comes out differently, Yechida, for every Chaya. So we're talking about the individuality. So when we talk about individuality, this is not just a self-help idea that, you know, we're all individuals. It's a much stronger thing that the Metzius is, the way we're created, is Chaya and B'toicha Yechida, a very special prism of light which comes to us. So there's no two people that are the same, no two thinking that's the same. If one spends their life trying to act like someone else, you know, you miss the whole boat. Can't be. You can learn from people, you can have role models, but to try to be like someone else, or to try to even reach a madrega that somebody else reaches, or not reach your madrega, is completely erroneous, because then you're not getting in touch with your chaya yechida. So the chaya yechida starts to become human. This is the source of everything.
When you use the term nefesh yechida in Chabad, is that the same thing, or is it different connotation?
I don't know. I don't know what you mean. So Adam Arishon Hisiga Ulubchina Sa Yechida Nichlelas Ba Soid Oilam. Now we have another word. We're getting vocabulary here. Adam Kadma. Adam Kadmoin, which is, you know, like whenever you come to Adam Kadmoin, let's skip that. Let's not skip it. So Adam Kadmoin has nothing to do with Adam Arishon, per se. It's a big mistake that people make. Adam Kadmoin is not Hashem. Adam Arishon is Adam Kadmoin means that if you'll the best that I can explain it, or lefi what I can be masig of it, is that before there's an Adam, which is us, the one you see in the mirror, there's a spiritual microcosm of that in Shemayim. And from that comes out the Adam. This is the way the world was created. For instance, there's Yerushalayim Shalmata, there's Yerushalayim Shalmala. So whatever is going on in Yerushalayim Shalmala, and it's not probably something you could touch, feel, or see, whatever it is, when it is Sidruk Sechais, it comes and manifests itself in this world as a Yerushalayim Shalmata, as a Beis HaMikdash Shalmata. So the same thing is with Adam. Adam, we're Adam. So Adam has that original spiritual DNA, which from there, if we had the eyes to see it, we can see everything that can come out. But I want to explain this. This is actually a fascinating idea. But just understand the vocabulary that he's setting down for us. Is Rav Chaim is a good teacher. Shiva Volozhin is a good teacher. So Adam Kadma, as he calls it, or as Zayir calls it, Adam HaKadmon, is the Adam before it manifests itself into a physical place. So that Adam HaKadma, or Adam HaKadmon, which is the words I'm used to saying, is there together. It's really, for our purposes, synonymous to Chaya Yechida. So Yitzchak, don't bring in other concepts because it's going to make it more complicated. Let's stick with me for a minute. So we have what we are. It's so much what we are and what's outside of us that in the Zohar this is called the Kav HaYashar and the Kav HaMakif. So there's the Kav that goes through us, and then there's that which surrounds us like a Levush. But in that Levush, like before we're even a germ, a physical piece of flesh and blood, before anything like that, where there's Adam HaKadmon, there's what this person, almost like a blueprint of the DNA blueprint of what the person is on a spiritual level. No, then that is the Kav HaMakif, right, which we need to fill in.
Is that the
Ratzon
or is that the
manifestation of the Ratzon? Again, it's Ratzon, but I just don't want to confuse myself. So what is he? Kimavur Lemavin, you'll understand, this is clear if you understand. Beitz Chaim Seif Shar HaMoichen. You get a Moichen. She'adam HaRishon Zocha LeBechinas Chayo Yechida HaAmitim Bimkoimam HaIkari. Ayin Reish Gogulam Perik Yud Zayin Sham. So Adam HaRishon, as he was created, which is man as he's meant to be. Man as he's meant to be is connected not just with what's in me, that's relatively easy, the nefesh, ruach, neshama, but also what's outside of me, I could connect to the source. But Emerson, if you don't connect to the source, you know, as I keep on saying, you could have the best iPhone in the world, but if you're not connected to Wi-Fi, it's almost, what are you going to do with it? You can't do anything. If it's not connected to a telephone network, what are you going to do with it? You have to have something power, but that's outside of it. It's not inside of it. It's outside of it. Like every appliance, there's got to be some external power. So the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and specifically created Adam, the world too, is that he created this, I had a good word a minute ago, what was it? DNA blueprint. It is the spiritual DNA blueprint. And from there, and if we can connect to that, what happens if we can connect to that? Not only we become one kesher and one link closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but we can see who we really are. Specifically, who we really are, not just who we are as a people. See who we really are. Chayo Yechida. And that would be Geshmak. There was a time that the Gross says in Mishlei, there was a time that we went to a Navi for this. The Navi would tell us what we really are. And the Gross, the Lashon of the Gross in Mishlei, is the Navi would look at us and somehow through Navua, be able to tell us what our Sherish Neshama is. Sharish Neshama, our Neshama L'Neshama, our Chaya Yechida, our Adam HaKadmon, whatever term you want to use, he seems to be saying it's all one thing, the Navi would see it.
What our mission?
There's today, what are we? In the Mela, what our mission is. I mean, there's people today that claim to be able to see this, Kubalim, Rebbes, whatever, maybe yes, maybe not, but the Nevi'im saw it, Yeshayahu saw it. He went to him and he said...
So does this occur even if a person isn't on that level of being that connected to Chaya Yechida? Is there still some remnant of this that we have?
For sure. It's who we are. It's just we're not connected to who we are, to put it in modern terms. If we're not connected with our heart and with our Rosh, Shel Yad and Shel Rosh, to what we are, to the Chaya Yechida.
But it's still there.
It's there. It's a Metzius. If it wasn't there, we would be cut off and we wouldn't have any.
You have the Wi-Fi connection, you can't get the...
Yep.
What's the block?
Yeah, I'll tell you one thing. If we're using the metaphor, the Torah is the password, right? That's the...
Torah is the password.
V'zeu iker kavanosim zal, and this is the main shot in Bereishis Rabbah, Shadarshu b'pasuk, Toitzei ha'aretz nefesh chaya. Right? Could have just said Toitzei Aretz nefesh. No. Toitzei Aretz nefesh chaya. That Hashem created the chaya, the source of life in Shemayim. And now the creation is such that now, whoa, nefesh chaya comes. Toitzei Aretz nefesh chaya comes out of the ground. In other words, the skav of or comes all the way down to the ground. Out comes a person. But it's all because it's connected to this chaya above. Afilu nafshei shel Adam harishon. Even the nefesh of Adam harishon. Afilu nafshei shel Mashiach. What he means by afilu is a shver word, but what he means to say is that who we know has ever completely connected to their chaya yechida would be Adam harishon, koydem achet, and Mashiach.
Moshe?
No, Moshe didn't live forever. He wanted to.
Did he work on it? Or
he did work on it. That's why he said, let me go to Eretz HaChayim. Let me. He did not live forever. So Eliyahu Navi and Chanoich.
No, Adam HaRishon, did he have to work for it? Or
no, he worked against it.
Yeah. He had it.
It's a default with everybody. But we all got there, by the way, just to be Bekar V'Lasech, we all got there at Har Sinai. At Har Sinai, Vayichan Shom Yisrael Neged Ahar, and you need to understand that also, we all came to a Madrega where we were all connected at Har Sinai to the Chaya Yechida.
Like Adam HaRishon
Kodem Achet. And there would not have been Misa. If not for the Eagle, there would not have been Misa anymore. That would have been the end of Misa.
But there was Parchon Ishmaslam, it sounded like the day.
And there was Chiyas HaMesim. Chiyas HaMesim is a reconnect. Reboot.
There would not be Misa even for the Goyim.
See, how did the Nefesh HaChaim even understand this? How could he get it?
There would be no Misa even for the Goyim after
us? I don't know about Goyim. Anybody who's a proper Nefesh, there was no Goyim, no Jews by Adam HaRishon.
No, by Har Sinai, after Har Sinai.
At Har Sinai, so we came to, the Jews, came to this place where there would not have been Misa anymore. And then it was short-lived. It was short-lived. And this was, by the way, the whole tension going there on there at Har Sinai of we want to get the Torah ourselves, let us hear from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then they said, no, that's too scary. We don't want to hear from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This was a kind of a weak connection between the Nefesh Ruach Neshama and the Chaya Yechida. Yes, no. It was, it's like Moshe Rabbeinu says, Gezutrei, you want to hear yourself. So they go yourself. Then they say, no, you tell us. You know, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't even say yes, no. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, hey, Tivu Asher Tiberu, whatever they want. Okay, no. Like, you know.
So already then they came down from that level.
They came down from the level. And built an eagle.
So 40 days later, but between when they said, we'll get it from Moshe and the eagle, they weren't.
There was a Nechais Darga in the Lashon of. The Zohar calls it Nechais Darga. But it was okay. It was okay because Adam Lamo Yulad, and we would work up to it. But we didn't work up to it, we worked, well, a little bit up.
It sounds like it's scary that Madrid,
well, I guess it's as scary as knowing who you really are.
They didn't want it.
But it's not they were afraid of the thunder, you know. They're afraid of themselves. Like, to see who you are, it's a... Yeah. I want to read a little bit, and I want to tell you something very interesting about this, about Mount Tyre, etc. Ayin Zayar Shmois, Yud Beis Amud Aleph. I'd just like to read this just to show you his Bekiyas. Well, look at the Zayar and Shmois, who Beparsha Shlach, Kuf Ayin Dalet, Raza Dechsiv, the meaning, the remez of Toitzei Aretz Nefesh Chaya, U Beparsha Shmini Lamates Amud Beis, Ves Kol Nefesh Chaya, Vechulu. Ayin Soif Parshas Veschanon B'Masnisen Vayin Rambanzal B'Posuk Nasa Adam Et Salmenu Ki Ruach Hashem Diber Boy. V'chein Haya Adam. Okay, we'll do that. V'chein Haya Adam Arishin Muchan Lich Yais La'Olam. And therefore, Adam Arishin was created to live. He was created to live forever. He would have stuck with that Madrega. He would have lived forever. Understand this pasuk carefully. Chachma techaya baleha. Chachma is, you know, there's the seven spheros. Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferes, Netzach, Hod, Yisod, Malchus. And then what's on top of that? Keser, Chachma, Bina. So Chachma Techaya is Baleha. Understand what it means is that the midah of nefesh of Chaya Yechida comes from the place of Chachma. That's where it's hooked up. It's hooked up in Chachma. In Chachma Techaya is Baleha. V'lochein nikris Chaya. That's why we're Chaya. V'zeu Taitzei Aretz nefesh Chaya. U'bechatoi. But when he sinned, Nistalka Hemenu, we lost it. Ein Mashikazav Arizal Perak Tazvav, Ubereish Perak Chavaluf, Ubereish Kalaklam, and Hemi Agugulim. Umeyaz, and from that point on, Lezacha Elel Shum Adam Boida Bezah Elam. Nobody was ever Zoichet to this again. Vichanoich. What about Chanoich? Kishigil Zoisa Madrega, when he did reach his Madrega, Chanoich did reach Chayo Yechida, meaning complete connectivity to a place of Chaya which can't die. V'yoresh malosei shal Adam Harishon, because he was yoresh the madrega of Adam Harishon koydem achet, k'may shekazal b'zayir chadosh trum alam and hey amad gimel. V'sham b'shir ashirim nun dalad, ayin sham u'barayim ahem nekadoshim, masnisen soif parshas v'eschanan, k'may shepir shema harizal b'parshas b'reishas b'drush Adam Harishon, u'bilgugulim parik yudches ayin sham, hey, just read all that when you get home. The world as we know it couldn't handle a chanoich. When a human being came to the madrega of Adam Harishon Koydem Achet, the world wasn't holding there anymore. Because there's a world too. There's a world also. V'hechrech listalik mizeh olam, and he needed to literally pass away. V'chein Eliyahu. So you got the whole thing. Chanoich Eliyahu. Nistalik mizel oilam kashihisik sas mioisa hazira al elah. Nistalik mizel oilam kashihisik sas mioisa hazira elah. As soon as, so this is dangerous. Because the world can't deal with it. Too much wattage. The world can't deal with it. Kamashikazu perikit tes miyal gilgulim, or kamashamur bazar vayigash rash tes reish ayin bays, amr le kutshabrichu va'alma le yachalam misvalechim bnei nasha. The world now is made for people.
We're not saying that the individual couldn't, oh yeah, that they couldn't handle the world. We're saying
the world couldn't handle them.
Them being in the world.
It's not a match. It's no longer a match.
It's not like
Shvi'as HaKeva. We're hoping that we will get there again after Tchiyas HaMesim, Emir Tzashem.
Does it mean individually we hope or the whole world?
The world. She'ari aleinu ruach mimarim. It would be delightful. Like mitzad echad, you know, we wouldn't die. There wouldn't be any death. Which, let me just explain this nakuda here, is only delightful if the world would be different. Because the world as it is, like who wants to stay here forever? That's not a death wish or something. I'm just saying, like, it's nothing so, you know. You know, it would be better, it would be better to shed, you know, the goof, especially as it gets older. It's like, not such a, you know, it's nefloyes habayir, but it's not such a great goof. Like, better to shed it, like, you know, and be able to be free. That would be better. So this world is not, so if somebody's going to live forever, what do you want to live forever here for? So Chanoich, Eliyahu HaNavi, they didn't live forever. Adam Harishon didn't live forever. But after the Chiyas HaMesim, we will live forever. So the idea is the world will change. It'll be a world of Geula, a world of Mashiach, a world of Ruchnius.
That's the case. What then, at that moment, would be Olam Haba?
No such thing.
It wouldn't be Olam Haba.
No. No need. Look, it's altogether... never let a shear go by without just a little bit of heresy. But Olam Haba, as you understand it, it's incorrect in my opinion. Olam Haba is a holding center until Tchiyas HaMesim. Meaning, there wouldn't have been a need for Olam Haba if Adam Harishon would have never died.
The Rambam
says this mefurish. That if Adam Harishon would have never died, so not only there wouldn't have been Hilchus Tumas Meis, there wouldn't have been Olam Haba. What do you need for? What's it for? Who's going to go there? maybe a place where neshamas that weren't born yet are hanging out, and they're coming into this world. But Olam Haba, now that, like the Rambam says in Hilchos Teshuvah, now that Adam HaRishon did a chet, and we do chatayim, and now that we die, so the tzaddikim are in a holding pattern, which is apparently nice according to some reports, and we're there, like it's just have to understand that it's a business class lounge. Or if you're not a tzaddik, you have to wait with everybody else at the airport. Like it's a hellish experience, because the meeting, you need to have a kapara, and you need to get yourself ready for tikkun mesim, and it's gefarloch, you know. But okay, the tzaddikim that accomplished their tikkun in this world are in Olam Haba. There's tikkun mesim, no more Olam Haba as such. And what the Rambam says that you're referring to is this is Olam Haba. Olam Haba hud zman hatzchiyah. That's what it means. So Olam Haba is a kilu had to be created once Adam HaRishon did a chet. Who bechinas, and this is what I started off with. Who bechinas sherish hamachshava shel Adam. So now remember this: that nefesh, ruach, neshama, machshava, deeper meiser. Remember how that's makbil? Chaim has a chart, right? Of all the different threes. Now we have to move to fives. So the highest level is machshava. Machshava, you think something, you speak it, and then you do something. So you could do something without any kavana at all. You could have kavana without doing anything. So the idea is machshava dibur ma'aseh. You have everything involved. The same thing is you can b'chol levavcha or b'chol nafshecha. So you could say the words of davening of kriyat shema, but your neshama is not involved. You could do a mitzvah with ma'aseh, and your neshama is not involved. So neshama ruach. Nefesh is the same thing as machshava dibur ma'aseh. The difference is that one, I believe, the difference is, I'm not saying anything I saw, I'm just saying something which I think is pashut, is one is mibachutz and one is mibafnim. Meaning it's easy for us to relate to machshava dibur ma'aseh. It's a cognitive thing. Machshava dibur ma'aseh. But it's really the same thing that's happening. It's an energy which is coming from lamala ad lamata. The same thing as neshama ruach nefesh, which is happening on a spiritual level. So one's bechutz and one's bifnim. But gets to this question I said, the very first thing I said when we started here, is that, so where does a new thought come from? Where does machshava come from? Do I actually sit and think of something that nobody ever thought of before? You know, there's all kinds of research on this, that, you know, there's almost no song which is original. I remember Shlomo Carlbach told me once that I talked to him a lot, but he said every niggun, like who's a bigger Balmanagin, you know, like every niggun that he made up was always while thinking in his head or humming the tunes of the Yomim Naraim. So fascinating, right? So in other words, the tunes of the Yom Naraim, which he was a Bakian, you know, so he's thinking, whatever, I die. You know, how does it happen? I don't know. But different tunes of the Yom Neroim sparked the nigunim that he had. So in other words, it had a shayrish also. And he would say it's not original. It's not original. It's coming from the Yom Neroim. Just it's like a not a variation, but like a branch grows. Like a branch grows out, a sprout comes out of the Iker Yisoid. In Lahavdil in non-Jewish music, so today they analyze it. You can analyze every piece of music, and you'll see where it's a rip from. You know, like it's even little pieces, and they're suing, everybody's suing each other over this stuff. You know, because is that really yours, or is it? You know, so who is the original machshava? Like where? You know, everything makes you think of something else, but like, you know, to think of something completely new is so the only where this can come from, the only place this can come from is from Chaya Yechida. The only way there can be something new, a new machshava, is from Chaya Yechida. Hu b'chinas sherish ha-machshava shel Adam, ki b'chinas ha-machshava hu, kishemidabek, what is machshava? Kishemidabek machshav te lachshav ezein yin prat. Do you concentrate on some detailed point? Who bechinas neshama? Remember, machshava neshama, right, Chaim? K'mashikasa v'nishma shakai tevinem. V'oz ha-machshava musegis al kol ponim la ha-adam atzmai ha-machashev. So that's how you can bring something new into this system of Machshava Dibra Maisa by connecting to something higher. So look, you know, there's people that claim they can do this with meditation. There's people that could do it with tefillah. People could do it with Torah. Yes. There's I'm not saying there's no new machshavas. I'm just saying, if our machshava is not connected to the chai and to the yechida, then you don't have that connection. Of course, Hashem is creating it every day, but I'm hearing it this way. It's all parallel. Like, so you'll hear something from me, I'll hear something from you, and that'll make you think of something. No question about it. It's more than that, you know. This morning I said a dvar halacha, or I had a kasha on a gemara. You can hear it on the. So somebody just wrote me just before I came. What's happened? He just listened to my halacha, but he has a kasha on the Gemara. So I wrote him back. That's exactly the kasha I just asked. So, you know, so this happens to me all the time. Must be something about me. Like, you know, you can say something. You can tell somebody a joke, and they tell you back the joke. It's their joke. You tell somebody a story. It's their story. Like, it's interesting. So maybe it's a good teacher. You know, like they make it feel, you know, it can feel like it's their own. But the point is that there's very, very little new. I'm not saying it's impossible, but it's almost impossible. But when Mashiach comes, so then it's Shir Chadash. Shira Chadasha, Shibchu Geulim L'Shimcha. You know how the Ramban says that Shira Chadasha is that now, right now there's how many notes are in the musical scale? Eight. Seven. Do, re, mi. Seven. So when Mashiach comes, there's going to be an eighth note. So people, I think musicians, let's say, hear such a thing, and they say it's just an impossible thing. it's an impossible thing. How could there be an eighth note? It's a before Shir Rabban. eight, right? I'm not saying Alash Minis Mizmor LeDavid.
Who says that?
The Ramban. Before Shir Rabban. That there's going to be an eighth note. Actually, I once saw this in the Ramban, then I couldn't find where I saw it. And then just recently I saw it and wrote it down, so I even know the Maramukim. But the Ramban says clear that there's an eighth note. There's something new. Shira Chadasha, Shibchu Geulim L'Shimcha.
You need the eighth note to make the new song?
It's otherwise, you see, everything's been done. Or can be done. Yeah. I read that that a mathematician showed Beethoven that there is a finite amount of music that can be created in this world. Not that he's anywhere near it or anybody's near it, but there is a finite amount of music. And when Beethoven heard this, he fell into a deep depression and eventually died.
I guess the computer could create everything.
L'chara, just keep on going, supercomputer. So, but to him, he was connecting to the infinite in his mind through music. But he wasn't connecting through the infinite. If you're working with seven notes, it's finite.
This is like string theory, by the way. String theory says we're only living in like three, four dimensions out of a possible 11 or something like that.
Okay. So, you know, now let me. Yeah, thank you. Make it easier for us. Take it out. Make it easier for us.
The shirish of it all is hidden.
It comes from nothing. It's like yesh mi ayin. That idea of a new note, a new thought, a new machshava. It's all a connection to the source. As I think Rav Shmuel said, well, it's the source of mechadesh b'choyim. That's the only possibility that there could be. And all this is to explain what the Sherish Neshama is and what we are not necessarily connected to. If we were connected to our Sherish Neshama, we would know who we are. And we would have our own song to play. You know, I just want to give you a little bit of introduction to the next paragraph. Remember, we learned that all of this you'll find in the Oisius of a Sefer Torah. Chaim, you have your chart? Okay, so how does it work? The Ois, Nekudois, and Tamim. Explain?
Tamim.
I know the word, yeah, explain. Ois is the...
Ois is the letters.
The Ois is the Nefesh. Wake up. Means the Ruach, this is how you say it. And the Tamim is the Neshama. What's the Neshama le Neshama in this Mashal? Tagim is a goof. Tam Elyon. So Tam Elyon. You know, it comes to reading the... Asaras Adibrois and Parshas Yisra. Yeah, Tamelia, not Tamelia. Those are deep things. You can't play around with this. You have to know what you're doing. Because Tamelia is the Neshama le Neshama. It's so logical, by the way, that like the niggin of the words, the I gave an example a few weeks ago. Like, you know, the way you can tell if somebody knows how to learn Gemara or they don't know how to learn Gemara is not by the words or the translation. It's the niggin, you know, unless you're really a good faker. Like, there's a niggin to the Amarava, so you know whether it's a kasher or a teretz. So the niggin is the neshama of the learning, if you will. The tam is the neshama. If you read without tamim, without the trop, but the tam elyon is, you'll find by two things. You'll find by the three things, really. You'll find by Az Yashir, by Hazinu, and by Aseres HaDibrois. So Shira is something which is an opportunity for something completely new, because the Tam Elyon in this whole construction here, in this whole structure, is the Neshama L'Neshama. Hazinu, people read in Tam Elyon. Hazinu HaShemayim V'Hadaber, some people.
That's what it is. Myself, the Shemayim V'Hadaber.
It's not Tam Elyon, it's a different Tam. It's not called Tam Elyon. It's not called Tam Elyon.
The Gemara says in the Megillah called Loimir Velo Zimro. I don't remember the positive, but...
Right. So what, it's not positive. Meaning, what is not... You see, that's usually taken of, like, you're not happy when you're learning. But what it really means is that you're missing the Neshama. And then the Tam Elyon is, if I can have this new Chiddush in learning... Like, what is a chiddush? What is a chiddush? A chiddush is that I can be megala something that has never been megala before. Chiddush.
That Shabbos, and the Shomim Seder, Shabbos always says, and the Shabbos says you have to have a chiddush on Shabbos.
Nice, very nice.
So the time only is on Shavuos for...
Because we're getting to a higher... We're, right, like Shavuos.
That's what we said.
Not on Parshas Yisra.
We said that that's at Parshas Yisra is when they...
Right, Shavuos.
By definition, there is no chiddush. Everything is repetition of what we knew before. What we didn't know, it was known. So there are no original...
Until you get to the Chaya Yechida. Until you can get to the Chaya Yechida, Mashiach is a chiddush. There'll be an eighth note. The chiddush can only come from a higher place of the Briyas Ha'olam. So I want to just before... You know, maybe today or on Sunday we'll finish this Parak Yud Zayin. But just to understand something here, that the Ramchal says in Derech Hashem, Chelek Beis, the Ramchal says that before there was creation as we know it, talks about this exactly, there was complete Achdus. Meaning, let's talk about the Elamos. So Atzilus, Bria, Yetzira, Asiya, before there was a Pirud, as we know it. So in this higher world that we're talking about, there's complete Achdus. That's why Vayichan Yisrael Neged Ahar. It wasn't just like Achdus that we all stood there at Har Sinai, you know, we shall overcome. You know, it's not like we became a bunch of hippies. What happened there was that we were connecting on the level of Chaya Yechida, and the level of Chaya Yechida is no machlokes. When you get to Adam Arishon Koidem Achet, there's no divisions. The whole division, like what would be is Peledic. What would be if there's no division? You see, let me explain this a little bit. But like, let's say, like everybody says, Murgala Bapumadam, that when a chassan and kala are standing under the chuppah, so you're bringing two neshamas together, two half neshamas together. And it's a romantic thing to say and to feel. Not right. It's not right. These two neshamas have been together since the beginning of creation and maybe a couple million years earlier. These two half neshamas are one neshama. But we're living in a world of division, so we're divided from our wives and wives from their husbands. It's under the chuppah where it's possible, with the right kavana, to reach a makom of nefesh, ruach, harat mekudeshesli, neshama, chaya, yechida, to experience for a moment, the oneness of our two neshamas. You're not bringing anything together. On the contrary, you're probably splitting them apart. But at this moment, there is an experience. At the moment of the chuppah, there's an experience of chaya yechida, and chaya yechida, two half neshamas are one. And now work with that for the rest of your life. That's the part. And there's no marriages that are the same. There's no people that are the same. There's no. And sometimes, I guess, maybe it's wrong, you know. But there's some kind of a chen, which Hashem gives us as a gift to work with shalom bayis. But the only chance for any kind of, in my opinion, the only chance for any kind of real shalom bayis is to connect on a higher level. The only chance for any kind of achdus in this Klal Yisrael of ours is if we can connect on a higher level, like we did at Har Sinai. Not just a big mountain and a big cause, but actually connecting in a world which is before the Pirud. If you can connect, if we can reach a world which is before a period, there's no, it's achdus automatically. You don't have to fight the differences between us. So what we're talking about, point one, when we're talking about chai yechida, is echod gamur. And that achdus, the more sinas chinam there is here, we're fighting against that Achdus and Chaya Yechida, and the more there can't be a Geula. That's the way that works.
Under the chuppah, you're saying it's a gift, and we have to try and maintain it. Rather
right.
Than
there's a gilui of there's a gilui. It's like Yom Kippur, like the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. It's as simple as that. What happened with the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur in the Kodesh HaKadoshim? There was a gilui of Chaya Yechida of Klal Yisrael. Now this is what's interesting. Let me just say one last thing, which I shouldn't say in 1 minute, but I will. That before the period, there was one Klal Yisrael. There was one Klal Yisrael. In the world of Kisei HaKavod, in the world of Bria, there's one Klal Yisrael. And the Klal Yisrael then gets divided into Shvatim, into Mishpachas, into Batim, into individuals. It gets divided, which is okay. That's the way Hashem created the world. That's not a bad thing. I mean, it would be pretty boring if we were all one. But right. I'm giving an example of Chai Yechida. But what I want to say is something that the Ramchal says, that in that, let's get back to this idea, in that spiritual DNA, let's say of the individual, in the spiritual blueprint, DNA blueprint that's there, let's call it, and I just want to get back to where we started, the Adam Kadma. So there is, says the Ramchal, just to expand our thinking here a little bit, something to think about. There are many, many possibilities of how this person could come out. Is that another? Or is the Adam Kadmoin, just because there's a certain genetic blueprint disposition, you can come out many different ways, depending on the choices that we make. So it's there, but it could come out this way. It could come out that way. The same thing is with the world. It could come out this way. It could come out that way. We have, in other words, like everything, what we have to understand about Bechira Chofshitz is that with Torah, we have a tool, says the Ramchal, to be able to do what we were designed to do in its best possible way.
So you could have the exact same person. Tzaddik v'rosh aloy nemar, the Gemara says. There's no gzeira on a person whether you're going to be a tzaddik, whether you're going to be a rosha. Maybe whether you're going to be tall, whether you're going to be short, whether you're going to be rich, whether you're going to be poor. But there's no gzeira. Tzaddik v'rosh aloy nemar. Why? Because this was the whole bria of the world. That's what Adam Harishon did for us. That there's the spiritual DNA, but it's interesting. All kinds of possibilities can come out of this. And it could come out looking this way, and it could come out looking that way. So let me give you a mashal, which really needs its own mashal. But let me just say this before I leave. That in the Torah itself, like remember we said, Nefesh Ruach Neshama is the Oisi, the Nekudos of the Talmud. In the Torah itself, there's a number of different ways that the Torah could have been written. Am I nuts or what? This is called Tzirufei Oisius. What are Tzirufim? So the most common example is where the Gemara says in Gittin that Moshe Rabbeinu, how did he write the last eight psukim of the Torah? Could he have possibly wrote Vayamos Moshe? If it's not true, Moshe Badoihai, the Gemara says, well, Moshe was lying. Even if he had a nevuah, that's what he should write. But how could he write it if it didn't happen? So the Gemara gives an answer. The Gemara says an answer which is not an answer. The Gemara says that Hashem dictated the whole Torah to him, and Moshe Rabbeinu wrote down the whole Torah. And at this point, he wrote it bedema, with tears. And the Goyen famously says, what is the dema? Dema, he says, doesn't mean tears at all, unless this is what tears mean. It's a lashon damua, it's a lashon of mixed up, meaning that Moshe Rabbeinu just wrote down the letters. Vav, Yud, Mem, Tov. He just wrote down the letters. He didn't put in the spaces. He didn't give it the nekudos. He didn't give it the time. So it's just the oisios. The oisios could have spelled something. Have you ever seen one of those codes things? They get on my nerves. You know what I mean? I show you all the codes of the Torah. It's an interesting thing. It gets on my nerves because... Why don't you just read the Chumash? I don't know what they're reading. Okay. I don't get it. I mean, they're not makubalim to know the codes. Okay, but it was Yoshua bin Nun who took the code, who knew the code of Moshe Rabbeinu's letters, and it came out so beautifully. Vayamos Moshe Vayamos. Well, the Shalach HaKadosh says this. Listen to this. Wrap your brain around this. The Shalach HaKadosh says that if Adam Arishin would not have been Chayta, what would have happened to the whole Chumash as we know it? What would happen? Wouldn't they have had it? It would have been something else. Same Oisius, something different, says the Shlomo. It would have been the same thing, but you would have read it different. Would have been maybe a different language. It would have been different. You would need a Moshe Rabbeinu to decipher it in a completely different way. But so there, of course, there would be a Torah. The Torah was the blueprint of the world, but not necessarily manifested in the words that we have, which talk about. Talk about averis, and talk about mitzvahs, and talk about klolos, and talk about brachas, and talk about misa, and talk. No, it would have come out completely different. Same oisius, presumably. So that's what the Shalah says. That's what the Torah would have been. And I'm saying the Gra says it by the end of the Torah. So if you think about it, if a person is like the oisius of a sefer Torah, the oisius can't change. The oisius are the oisius. So it means to say that the person can come out many different ways, all based on the same oisius. And this is our choices. We have to make good choices. By the way, just being frum is not a good enough choice. That's just a cultural choice. But the choice of realizing my chayu yechida is to be able to really meditate on the fact that there is something very, very individual here. And I've got to take that and I've got to bring it into this world like an or that comes into this world, and it has to be or chadash el tziyon tayir, something new lagamri, something. It doesn't mean we have to be radical nuts, but there has to be. In fact, that's probably wrong. It's subtle, but there has to be some type of a chiddush that we can't be afraid of, and everybody's against it. Everybody's against it. You're a little bit different. You can't get into school. Everybody's against it, which is the antithesis of Torah, because the whole Torah is. Is that everybody's different? Like, doesn't it? Like somebody has to work on this. Somebody has to work on this at this point. But what I'm saying is just a theory. It's just like all the oisius of the Torah could have come out a different way. All the oisius, all the people of the world could have come out a different way, and every individual could come out a different way. And the Ramchal spells this out. in Chelek Beis of Derech Haim, which on Sunday Mir Hashem Ariti, Derech Hashem, Ariti, that it means that everybody, that Hashem put Bechira Chavshis into this, just like we could be healthy or unhealthy depending on our lifestyle, we can fulfill our tachlis and not our tachlis depending on our decisions. And this is the koach of Adam, which Malachim don't have that koach. We have that koach. Okay, we'll leave it at that. A good and chaydish.